שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת, נקרא קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות. אנחנו ממשיכים בקטע מספר 9. ניתן לשלוח לנו שאלות לאתר קבלה לעם, kab.co.il. שאלות נבחרות הקשורות לחומר הלימוד תישען לה במהלך השיעור. חומר הלימוד גם מופיע באתר קבלה לעם, kab.co.il. לצפייה בחומר הלימוד בערבות יש ללחוץ על האייקון של הספר בתפריט העליון.
שאנחנו רוצים להתקדם
לקראת הבורא,
אנחנו צריכים כל יום להרגיש שאנחנו פחות מקודם. נמשכים, זה מצד אחד. מצד שני, שאנחנו כן מבינים את זה, מחזיקים זה את זה, עוזרים זה לזה, תומכים זה לזה, ועל פני הריחוק שמרגישים היום יותר מתמיד, אנחנו מפעילים את עצמנו כדי להתקרב, כדי להיות עוד יותר קרובים, להצדיק את הבורא שנתן לנו ריחוק, זאת אומרת שגיללנו עוד יותר את השבירה שעשה לפנינו כהכנה לעלייה שלנו, וכל פעם נופלים יותר, עולים יותר. מרגישים ש... ירידה של אתמול הייתה פחות מהיום, אז כבר אנחנו נמצאים בהתקדמות. זאת אומרת, התקדמות רוחנית היא נמדדת לא רק לפי העליות, אלא והעיקר זה לפי הירידות. שאנחנו מתחילים לגלות כל פעם מצב החדש. שוכח, משתדל לא
start from the darkness, from rejection, from not wanting anything. I have no longing to move forward, no drive, and I don't forget. I try not to forget. Remind myself that this all surely comes from the Creator as a result of the shattering of Adam Rishon, and I'm being shown my shattering, and in this way I'm advancing with each passing day. First of all, in the feeling of the fall, of the rejection, of the helplessness, that's the first sign of advancement. I received heaviness of the heart that's greater than yesterday. And the second sign for advancement, that was on the negative side. On the positive side, I understand that this is a good thing. And above this new rejection, this new darkness, I begin to bring light. And it's not light where I want to have closeness, nearing and everything. No, I want the light of chasadim, meaning even when darkness shines, I accept it as a correct thing, the good thing, as that which exists between the broken vessels. And I don't want to cancel the darkness, but rather above it, to form connections, meaning above all crimes, love will cover them. The crimes remain, and love, the connection can be on top of the crimes. If the crimes will disappear, there will be no place for love to exist. That's why we have to check how we exist in those two states together, both crimes and love, and between them we'll begin to feel the coarseness and the purity, reception, bestowal, and in this way the gap between the Creator and the created being appears. We created ourselves and we'll begin to feel our lives, our spiritual life. All of this is, it's not so clear yet, but it's getting built in us with each passing day. And let's keep going. We're going to read a few excerpts according to that and try to talk about it in the workshop.
Okay, so reading excerpt number 9 from Rabash's article, What is For It Is Your Wisdom and Understanding in the Eyes of the Nations in the Work. One should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me. Since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect, then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path of within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, it is possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within men.
Again.
One should tell the nations of the world within him, know that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me. Since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect. Then it can be said that he's going above the intellect. However, when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he's going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. Therefore, precisely through the power of faith above reason, is it possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within men.
Questions? No questions. Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, good morning. I didn't understand in the middle of the excerpt that if one has reason, then he can go above reason, but if he doesn't have reason, he cannot go above reason. What does it mean?
If I have reason, an opinion, fact, confidence, I understand, I see, I attain, I feel, it's like I feel things in my life. Then I can go above it. I can go above it and say they have eyes, but they don't see. I mean, I have eyes, I see everything. Let's say that I'm not connected to the friends so much. I'm not as advanced in the understanding of the material. I don't feel that I'm moving towards the Creator. And so on and so forth. All those parameters over which you can say that we are advancing in spirituality. This is on the side of reason. According to my intellect, what I can check with my mind, meaning I relate to it just like in our world, the way I relate to everything else, according to my feeling and my intellect. This is called within reason. Together with that, I have to bring myself to a feeling that's above the level of this world, above my normal mind and feeling, what I'm used to working with, to above reason. And above reason means that I imagine myself and the world as I relate to them through the measure of bestowal. Whether or not I'm capable of it, I wish to live in the quality, in the atmosphere, and the conditions, the lawfulness that is all in bestowal. Let's say in the group, it's the clearest. I see today in the group that we have no connection. I see it like that. Maybe they see it differently. But I have no relationship, no heart, no brain, no tendency towards connecting with the friends. So I'm saying, oh, I am suffering a burdening of the heart today. My feeling, my desires, my thoughts, they all dropped from the level I've had him yesterday to a state where I'm truly in a zero. I don't feel I belong to them, they belong to me. I mean, that spiritual network between 10 people that I have to build, that this will be my soul, where I will reveal in this clear the Creator, the upper world, the spiritual world, the eternal world. Instead of that, I feel only myself. And through my beast, I feel how it feels, this beast. This means within reason. My own reason. Above my reason means that if I will be incorporated in the friend, will try to be integrated in the Creator through them, this will be above reason. Above my reason. And that's how I should construct it. How do I construct above reason? I need to see myself in the quality of bestowal, the quality of connection, of love, where we're all connected. We're all connected in a tent. And although I cannot see it, on that it says they have eyes, but they can't see. Right, we will not see it with our own eyes, spirituality. We will see it in those new qualities called Sfirot, Patsuf. And that's how I need to imagine it to myself. What kind of spiritual connection do we have between us? If, for example, we can come to it, and I need to, with everything I've got, I need to try and establish those connections, those inclinations, those relationships, as if we are on a spiritual level. In faith, above reason. So the reason that I feel is what my body is giving me. My body is giving me a new reason each time. And I need to raise myself above it all the time. And that's our work. And by doing more and more of those shorties, steps, I'll begin to feel reason and above reason, and this will be the gap between two spiritual degrees. Also, in my reason, what I feel in my body, I'll begin to relate to that spiritually as coming from the Creator. The Creator is arranging for me daily such a feeling, to such an attitude to reality. And later I'll begin to discern and feel that this world that I'm seeing is also an imaginary world. That's what the Creator is depicting for me. I don't exist in the world. All those things are here because the Creator is awakening in me a certain corporeal reshimo in order to receive that exists. And I feel reality in this way. And I want to rise above it and build for myself a new view where I'm in the world of bestowal, love and connection. And in this way, I try to rise from within reason to above reason in each and everything that I encounter in my life, especially with the group, the ten, during the lesson, during the workshops. When I'm in contact with the people who are with me on this path.
The explanation in this quote, the reason for why you justify in your explanation the anti-Semitic claims of the nations of the world.
We're not talking about it. Why are you asking things we are not speaking of? Why are you ruining for all your friends the understanding of what we're...
החטא היחידי זה להתנתק מהבורא, אף לא לרגע אפילו להתנתק מהבורא. האם אותה קביעה חלה גם על מעל הדעת?
כן, אני שמשתדל בלמעלה מהדעת כל הזמן לאחוז בהשפעה, בקשר בינינו, אני רוצה לגלות בזה כוח הבורא, אם הנטייה שלי היא נכונה, אז אני מתקרב לזה, או אני אולי כבר מגלה את זה, זה הכל תלוי בכמה שמאמץ אני, מכניס לזה, וכך אנחנו מתקדמים, בדיוק בלמעלה מהדעת, שם אם אנחנו נמצאים, אנחנו רוצים לקבוע...
Then I'm coming closer to it. Or maybe I'm seeing it. It all depends on the effort. that I'm able to introduce into it, and that's how we advance. Precisely, and above reason, where we wish to establish the quality of bestow, which is the foundation for the revelation of the Creator.
Are these two separate categories? There is none else besides Him and above reason, or is it really the same thought?
Later, it appears as one, where there's none else besides Him, is the source, the origin, the reason for the state, and above reason is the result in my vessels.
Good morning. When I say they have eyes but see not, the whole world is inside of me. So does it mean that in fact my eyes do not see?
It depends on how you determine it. It could be my eyes, it could be that I am saying it about everyone else. It's your state. You determine it. Ultimately, Torah speaks of one person, which is me. And the others, I see them because I include them as parts of my qualities, parts of my
soul.
אני יושב עכשיו כאן עם החברים בסירייה ומסתכל עליהם. אז זה מתראה, אני מבין, ברצון לקבל שלי. איך אני עובר לעולם הזה העליון?
תבנה יחסים עם החברים שהם יהיו על מנת להשפיע. שכל אחד מתנתק, בכמה שהוא מבין, מתנתק מהאגו שלו, ורוצה להתקלל בין החברים, כך כדי להשלים אותם, לעורר אותם, לקרב אותם לחיבור. זה בעצם המציאות רוחנית שאתה מתחיל לבנות. בסדר?
אנחנו...
נו?
עוד לא, פשוט אני מנסה להבין. אנחנו עכשיו לא מדברים, אוקיי? אנחנו עכשיו שומעים אותך בשיעור. מה אני עושה עכשיו עם החברים כאן כדי... לצאת מהממד הזה הגשמי של הרצון.
אתה עושה את זה בפנים, בתוכך, שאתה רוצה לקרב אותם ביניהם בכל הכוחות שלך. אתה רוצה לקרב אתכם לדעה, אמנם שיש הרבה דעות, אבל לכיוון אחד שיהיו כל הדעות, ולרצון אחד של חיבור, ולכוח עליון שאתם רוצים לגלות בתוך החיבור. זה מה שאתה מקווה. שזה יקרה, וכשזה יקרה אז אתם תתחילו לגלות את הרוחניות. זה לפניכם רק פעולה אחת, חיבור בינינו.
Only one action, the connection between us, which can be only in mutual bestowal above each and everyone's ego, and then
את השטח לגילוי הבורא.
We reveal the area for the revelation of the Creator. Kiev.
Над нашим материальным зрением, включаясь в товарищей, приобретаем вот это зрение.
Corporeally, when we are included in the friends, after we are corporeally included in the friends, we acquire the spiritual vision. What do we see with our spiritual vision?
We see in the spiritual world, we discover there the Creator that dwells in us, the force of bestowal and love. And then in that force of bestowal and love, we discover even more something called the light of Chokhmah.
This is when I connect with the friends and I see how this force is filling us up as individuals, or as one thing that exists between us.
No, you can't imagine it right now, and everything you portray will be incorrect. You'll do what the Kabbalists are saying, and twist you and confuse you intentionally. They speak as if unclearly, so you will activate the forces of your soul and grow in this way. You also don't give your child something that will be 100% clear and prepared. You want him to participate a little bit, to try to build and to discover and to make efforts. So don't expect me to give you answers, or I can't give you clear answers, since you have no preparations for them. You won't be able to understand them. So questions are questions. I understand you wish to receive it ready-made, but ready-made can be only after a preparation on your part. Okay, let's read it again.
Reading excerpt number 9 again. One should tell the nations of the world within him, no, that everything you say is true. Reasonably speaking, you are correct, and I have nothing to reply to you. However, we were given the work above reason, that we must believe above reason that you are incorrect. And since the work on faith must be above reason, I thank you very much for your correct arguments that you have brought me. Since it cannot be said that a person goes above reason unless he has reason and intellect, then it can be said that he is going above the intellect. But when there is no reason, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. That is, above reason means that this path is more important than the path within reason. However, when there is no other way to tell him, walk in this path, it cannot be said that he chooses the path of faith above reason. For this reason, precisely through the power of faith above reason, it is possible to defeat the views of the nations of the world within men.
Let's have a short workshop. How are we building the degree of above reason from within what we're feeling? Please. How do we construct the degree of above reason from what we're feeling? Please go ahead.
First of all, we need to see what we have within reason and appreciate it, and to not disconnect from the tent. To begin with, we need to be inside with a constant effort to be in, to work on it, to see the friends is great, and we make common efforts in that.
Yeah, and read the articles of Rabash, everything is written there, how to climb to above reason.
Like Rav said to Yossi, we need to build the corrected system between us, but by wanting it to be corrected, that the common heart will work and beat.
Yeah, there's a difference between what I feel and how I perceive reality. As it's written in the articles of Rabash, there's a gap between the two. And gradually you need to believe that what's written there is the truth, and what you perceive is false. So you have a gap between the two. And each day you're working more on the truth.
Everything that we are doing now, all of these efforts, even if they're the tiniest, we have to aim them so that they'll be in order to bestow to the friends. And inside of this, we already have the resistance that then should appear, upon which, even upon the smallest resistance, we can ask for help from the Creator. We just have to notice, pay attention to the resistance, the connection from the friends and from there to the Creator.
Also, everything that's revealed within reason comes from the Creator. From that, we build between us one desire to bestow. And out of this one desire, we can rise above reason. This will be above reason, a new degree.
Yes, indeed. Maybe we should feel and ask that the Creator will give us the power to hear him through the friends, so that we will be in a mutual prayer.
Yeah, only the force of connection can give us an opportunity, the possibility to disconnect and rise above our personal calculations and rise above reason.
We can play, act as though I already have the quality of bestow, depict it and vision it in the best way that I can, take examples from the friends, and do as if the Creator is standing right next to me and I have to behave in a good way.
And what is revealed and will to receive above the rejection, the disconnection, the desire to participate and come close, you can perform actions according to what we're learning about, the corrected state. We have the possibility of doing everything in this world and behave above what is felt.
Reason can come with a few variations towards the friends, towards myself, towards the path, towards the world. What is important is I constantly persist with the study and with the group, and the light does the work. We pray and we look at the different states the Creator is taking us through.
Rav, the most important thing about those things is for us to remain constantly in connection with the Creator. So during the descent, when we feel only ourselves in this world, in these relationships, we're also connected with the Creator. We try to begin to connect to Him. Then we want to rise in faith above reason. So in that, we feel the need for the Creator, and we constantly turn to Him, and we ask, how do we feel ourselves all the time? In the sense, and it doesn't matter the states, the transitions between them, we're constantly in contact with the Creator. Through my words, through my prayer, I'm constantly speaking to Him. Let's portray that to ourselves.
It's easy to depict it in the group. The group is like the key for the Creator, for the quality of bestow. If I try to bestow to the friends, then the feelings that appear are, sorry friends, we can't hear.
Specifically the simplest things. I see like my wife caring about the kids. When she's not home, she's calling, she is worrying. You look back in concern behind us, the whole group.
There are two things that I see here. One of them is the preparation. With the greatness of the Creator that we get from the friends, we have to constantly draw this from the friends, constantly get that from them. The other thing is that during the descent, to make sure that we are in this state where we are holding the Creator for the friends. I will not be able to hold on to the Creator ever. It will never be important enough for me, but to do it for the friends, that is possible.
The Creator works through our desire. From this power of bestowal, He influences our desire, and through Him, I come closer to the ten, and I bestow to the ten.
Yes.
Well, reading excerpt number 10 from Shamari 13, a pomegranate. There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence, as in the earth hangs on nothing. You find that what is the measure of the feeling of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with above reason. And to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created, meaning that it comes to a person to feel this way, that he is empty, only in order to fill it with the romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this, we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time, one must ask of the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him. Since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him each day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
So we're going to have a simple exercise. Let us ask the Creator to help us. Each and every one is trying to assemble, compile a sentence with which he turns to the Creator with a request for help. Please talk amongst yourself.
Dear Creator, help us to ask, to overcome and think about the friends, for us to connect.
May we take all the states from you as a means for prayer, for greater connection.
For us to be able to behave in whatever states we have as though you're near us.
That the friends will always be in a state when they don't disconnect, they don't forget. Since he gave the force to all the states, the thoughts, the feelings. It doesn't matter what I feel.
And also, when it's good or when it's bad, it all comes from you, only so that in the end, together, we will turn to you.
And may our appeal be truly to you. we're asking to have a desire to turn to you and not to anything else.
Yes, we're asking to receive fuel to continue in bestowal above reason.
Yeah, we want to give you contentment, receive a worthy vessel from you, receive the abundance and pass it to the world through us.
That we will always have this power, this urgency to have this approach towards you above whatever appears between us as an obstruction preventing us from turning to you.
Okay, let's ask a few friends if there are any questions. The internet today is not so working so well. There are problems all over the world with our connections. Let's hope you hear us well now, as I understand. Hopefully we can also receive questions from you. Itafor.
Buongiorno Rav.
Buongiorno.
Noi ci connettiamo con il creatore in questi stati di bassezza.
Good morning Rav. We connect with the creator.
Devo riempire
in a state of descent when I only feel myself. What should I do then? Should I fulfill the desires that appear in me or just connect with the friends?
During the descent, I feel myself in this world. In states of, like an animal, I don't care about anything, nothing is important, or I might understand that I'm in those states where I have no bestowal, no faith, no connection, no inclination for it. My heart is not excited to be among the friends. These are all symptoms of a descent. Then I have to worry about what will be, although I worry without a worry. This is called a prayer before a prayer. I don't have a deficiency. I can stay like that, like an animal all the time, but I have the knowledge that I am not in the good state. I am not in the spiritual state. That's why we are always included of the intellect and the feeling. If the feeling is dead, at least my mind can tell me where I'm at. And then I begin to awaken myself using my mind. And then I connect more, I activate myself more mechanically without any feeling. In various ways. And I also start to read some articles or something. Or Psalms. I begin to turn to friends, although my heart is not in it, but I obligate myself to do so. And then gradually I awaken the reforming light, the surrounding light, or even though I don't have such a great desire for it, but even in the words that I'm uttering, it starts to shine on me. And gradually I wake up with more and more feeling. I hear what the friends are saying, and then envy, lust, craving, honor. I envy them. They awaken me. That's how I wake up and I come to feel. And the more we advance, the more we will feel ourselves disconnected and we'll need to raise ourselves from a deeper pit to a higher degree. This is our work. Until we begin to feel the descent and ascent from the point of view of spiritual feelings, this connection from the society and the creator and connection to society and the creator. Ita 3.
Sì, buongiorno Rav. In spiritualità più ami e più vuoi amare.
Yes, Rav. Ma in quali basi in accade? Spirituality, the more you love, the more you want to love. Can you please repeat?
In spiritualità più uno ama e più vuole amare di più.
In spirituality, the more one loves, the more he wants to love. So, in which kalim does this happen? Rav,
in the vessels of my will to receive. I don't have any other vessels. Only the will to receive. It can have the intention to receive. It can be the intention to bestow. For now, with the intention to receive. I don't have any other vessel. The will to receive is the kli. From here to eternity.
Tel Aviv 2.
Rav, there is a strong sensation of resistance when the friends are speaking in the workshop. Is this my reason?
What does that mean? Is that your reason? The fact that you hear the friends and you object to it, it only testifies to how much you have a negative attitude to them. A negative one. If you would love them, then whatever they would say, even speaking seemingly in a bad way, you would still accept it with love. That's it. Love covers all crimes. That is, even if they would be corrupted, bad, not understanding, nevertheless, you would relate to them with love.
And this is my plea to the Creator in this state?
If you build within it and appeal to the Creator, then yes, if you link it to the Creator, if you start to understand that it is the Creator who is arranging it for you, it's not that the friends are behaving this way, but rather ultimately the Creator is establishing for you this way of seeing reality. So then how will you turn to the Creator? After I told you that it is the Creator who is establishing it, now, try to think. How do you turn to the Creator?
Zafon 2.
Zafon 2.
What is the correct prayer, the precise prayer in the work?
The right precise prayer is that it comes out of the depth of the heart, the bottom of the heart. Only that. It doesn't matter what the prayer is and where it is aimed. This you cannot know precisely, but you try, you long to extract it from the bottom of the heart. DT6.
What determines if we'll be able to ascribe everything in reality to the Creator?
Well, that it is considered that you're in adhesion with Him.
What determines our success? What are the conditions for succeeding in it?
Well, if you're adhered to Him, it is a sign that you are already in Him and you start to develop as an ubal, embryo. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, I feel...
Rav, I feel as if I have no satisfaction in my corporeal life. I hate him. On the other hand, I see I have no fulfillment, but I see the Creator is placing before me new desires that are growing stronger, taking over me. On the other hand, in the 10, I don't feel it is getting balanced. I have no fulfillment in the lessons, in the work, anything. The question is, what do I have to ask in that state? Do I have to keep that inner tension?
You should ask that your connection with the group, your appreciation to the group, will be greater than towards your corporeal life. That's it.
Ita free.
Maestro, buongiorno. Grazie per l'opportunità di chiedere.
Thank you for the opportunity to ask. I want to ask the following. Sometimes when we are in a descent, the friends in the 10 or in the group, they leave. How can we understand that the friends are in a descent and bring them back inside and do the work together?
This is group work. And you need to talk about it, and you need to take care of it. By what? By you talking about it together, praying together, because all in all, it is the Creator who is bringing you this indication so that you will understand that your situation, you're not able to hold the people inside. You need to be a lot more connected.
Toronto 2.
What is the shortest path for each friend to reach the deficiency you've called the depth of the heart, the bottom of the heart?
The bottom of the heart is the deficiency in which I feel all the friends is connected together, and from there we pray together to the Creator. There, at the bottom of the heart, we find our contact with the Creator. We, together, all of us. This is considered the bottom of the heart. Specifically, our heart, our feeling. It happens in our desire. This is what the Creator created. And this is why there we have contact with Him.
PT 35.
How to constantly be in prayer, how not to let go of that, to get up in the morning with a decision to be in prayer for the friends, always just not
all right,
let
enough,
go of the prayer.
Enough, half a sentence is enough for me to understand it. It's only on the condition that you're connected together, and the prayer is what we call a prayer in the public, a public prayer.
Rav, buongiorno. Rav, quando tu dici di andare al di sopra della ragione, no? Questo accade dentro di noi attraverso un processo che è dettato dalla nostra natura.
Rav, when you say we should go above reason, does this happen to us through a process that stems out of our nature? Our nature takes the 90% of our, and we're not ready enough. So the spiritual part in which we should try to go above reason, that only occupies 10%. So how with these 10%, how will these 10% be able to defeat the 90% of our nature and will give us a constant state of above reason? Rav, this happens on the condition that you should imagine to yourself that the Creator is revealed in our world, in the connection between us, and how would you behave then?
That way.
Do it that way.
PT 6.
PT 6.
Rav, איזה שכר הכי כאילו רצוי כאילו לתאר?
What reward is most desirable to imagine, to portray, so we'll be able to coerce ourselves, as we said?
To feel the love between us, and in it we will feel our connection with the Creator. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы дали нам задание.
The Rav, gave us an assignment to build a prayer 10 minutes ago. We tried to do it, and I see that one prayer, one friend is asking for the friends. The second one is grateful. Within reason, I understand that we are asking for different things. How to build a common prayer above reason?
If you are speaking about the connection of the group and the connection with the Creator, it doesn't matter with which words and what precisely you are asking for in your appeal. The most important it is that it is in this direction, connection between us and with the Creator. All right, we should move on.
Except 11 from Shamati 14, what is the exaltedness of the Creator? The Romemut, exaltedness of the Creator, means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. This means that there are two interpretations to the Romemut of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer his questions. It is called Romemut because all the wisdom comes from above and not from men. Meaning that man can answer his own questions. And anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to observe Torah and Mitzvot. However, if the above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. Two, the greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant his wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Then one sees that he is empty and becomes ready for the Creator. Two, only the Creator can give him the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut, the exaltedness of the Creator.
So, we need to, first of all, attain to some degree that there is none else besides Him, all of the desires and deficiencies that we have, all the states that we go through, it all comes from the Creator only, and only our appeal to the Creator from all the states that we go through, that appeal elevates us in the right way, above these questions towards the Creator. That is, to constantly be connected with the upper force, that He is the first, He is establishing all of the states for us, and He is the last. He should also deliver us from all of these states that He gave us towards Him more and more and more. And in the middle, it's us, all in all, between us, we need to connect, and out of our connection, that we will turn to Him. This really is our work.
Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. А что значит?
Hello, Rav.
Творец ответит мне.
What does it mean that the Creator will answer me?
What does it mean that the Creator answers me? That I feel that I already have a connection, an interaction with Him. This is called I to my beloved and my beloved to me. And this way I begin to speak with Him. I is Malchut through all of my friends who are the first nine Sefirot, and through that I turn to Him. It is called that I turn to Him, and through all of my friends, through the whole group, I feel how He is answering me. This is precisely our connection with the Creator. Through the friends, through the group, through the first nine Sefirot, I turn to the Creator, and through that, I also receive an answer from Him. This is why it is impossible for me to turn to the Creator by myself. It simply doesn't work. A single sphera cannot turn and have contact with the Creator, but rather, when it connects to the extent that it connects to all the other spherot, the other friends, to that extent, it can turn to the Creator. And according to the intensity of the connection with the friends, I amplify my connection with the Creator. And this is how it works. Therefore, when is the Creator concealed? When does He disconnect from us? He simply elevates our desire a little bit, and then we disconnect from each other, and already we have no connection between us and to the same extent with the Creator. When do we reach a connection with the Creator? When we connect between us, and then we start to feel how we also connect with Him. Only in such a way. This is how it works. Think about it more. The more you think about it, the more and more that it exists in us, it starts to be felt in us, we establish ourselves in such a way
Волга.
Да, Раф, меня очень путает вот понятие просьба к Творцу, молитва к Творцу.
Я хочу удачи. Very confusing to me the topics of prayer to the Creator, a request, a plea. If, as much as I can, I depict this connection with the friends, the unity with the friends, the state of describing this connection, is this a plea to the Creator?
Whom are you turning to? If you somehow depict yourself, your connection with the friends, but where is your connection with the Creator? Through the friends. Together with the friends. How do you depict the Creator? That He is filling up everything, manipulating everything. He is the reason for everything. He is the result of everything. This is what you have to portray to yourself, that this is how it exists before you. And therefore you connect with the friends in order to establish your connection with him.
Okay.
Is there some kind of parameter about how long the descent needs to last? Must it last an hour, a week, a month?
A descent might be only for a moment. If it is prolonged more than a moment, it is a sign that it is in our will to receive, and it is holding this descent, and it's not allowing it to work. That's it, because our will to receive, it stretches time. If we overcome our will to receive, time becomes shorter until it becomes only a point. But if we do not fight with the will to receive, then it stretches the time, and time becomes more prolonged. Therefore, all of our work is as much as we connect between us and we reach being above the reason of each one, to a connection, to a single faith. A single faith.
It's very, very common for us to hold on to a problem. Almost we don't recognize it, and it just lives in our head for a long time.
This must not be. We should, as quickly as possible, try to rise above the problem to the Creator, because He brings us the problems in order for us to turn to Him. This should be like a ping-pong. The Creator brings down the ball. The ball is in our hand. How do we, in return, throw the ball back to Him? And again, to us, and we again to Him. This means to be partners.
But
it all depends on how much we feel ourselves as an elite unit, a commando, standing on one side of this field of play. Let's say that we are playing volleyball. Playing volleyball. And the Creator is on the one side, and we, the entire team, is on the other side. That's it. So if we work together, then precisely at that moment, we can toss the ball back to Him. And then by that, and this is enough for us in order to get the mind and feeling from Him. Once we touch the ball, and if it's more than a touch, then it's already a klipa, a shell.
Okay.
Good
morning, Rav. The connection in the 10 takes place only in faith above reason?
Yes, the right connection can be only above reason. above our ego. When we connect between us only because the Creator wants us to connect in order to give Him contentment. Like little children, that we want to give a good mood to mama, mommy. So we connect between us. We stop fighting in order to give Him contentment. That's it. Let's depict it this way between us. We are already grown-ups, and we can depict these things. Let's be good children.
בסדר?
Okay.
תל אביב 10.
תל אביב 10.
לא הבנתי את ההבדל בין השתי פירושים של רומא.
I didn't understand the difference between the two definitions of exaltedness.
איזה שתי פירושים ברוממות?
Which two definitions of רוממות, exaltedness?
One and two. I didn't understand the difference between these two explanations.
Well, you have to read it a few times. I can't get into it once again now. Read it a few times and maybe ask tomorrow. Be'er Sheva.
Hello, Rav. Good morning. The question is, do we need to yearn for the plea to the friend, for the friends, or for the answer from the Creator, or is that one and the same?
We should prepare the friends in between them, in the connection, in order to get answers from the Creator. So that we will feel in the connection between us the answer from the Creator. I have nothing to ask the friends. I only want to connect with them more and more and more. And by that, we can help one another. But in relation to the connection, then in this inside the connection, we will start to feel the upper mind, faith, the degree of faith above reason. PT 18.
When I'm in love with my wife, my all, if she hits me, I get choked up, I cry. If he embraces me, I get choked up and I cry. That's when I'm fully in love. How can you bring it down to the level of a conversation and not to constantly be choked up by the relationship?
No, we nevertheless need to leave it at the level of the relationship and to see how much we are impressed from the disconnection as well as from the connection. And to try that the feeling from the connection and the feeling from disconnection, they both come to us from the Creator. Try to understand it this way and to feel it. And it's not that I have some relation with people in this world, but rather this is how the Creator is arranging it for me. This is what I need to try to do.
No, tishal.
May I?
Go ahead, yes.
Why is there salt in tears, which is the spice of Torah? Why is there salt in our tears?
The salt in the tears is a result of the covenant of the salt. You can read about it, then you will understand why the tears are salty.
Yeah, I love the friends like salt.
Okay.
Itafo.
Rav, tu hai appena spiegato
Now you explained that we shouldn't fight the will to receive. It purifies time. Can you explain that? How do we come to that explanation?
Again?
Repeat, please.
Tu hai detto Seth Bretman, pochi,
you said
non combattere con il desiderio
to Seth Bretman
Questo produce
sanctify the will to receive.
Si espande il tempo. Che cosa significa?
Because it prolongs the time. What does it mean? How can we come there?
I don't want to change any sensation. Not the bad, not the good. I just want to ascribe it to the correct state. Because whatever I feel it from the Creator. Through the ten, through the entire world, through the Kli of Adam Rishon, it doesn't matter, but it all comes to me in a directed way, personally, from the Creator Himself. This is why I just need to see how I respond to it correctly. Each and every moment, how do I respond correctly to the Creator who actually is establishing in me each sensation, every moment in life? I have to constantly be in such a state. Whatever I feel, whatever I understand, whatever happens inside of me, whatever happens around me, it is all the Creator portraying it to me, establishing it for me, this reality. And how should I respond to Him? And I need to try to respond to Him as if I were with complete faith. And through such exercises, I come closer to Him quickly. I already understand that I have to be connected with the ten, that I have no problem but only to be connected with them, and through them to constantly be connected to the Creator, and to depict ourselves, the entire ten, that we are inside of the Creator. This is considered that we are entering Ibu, conception in Him. We start to be like inside the uterus, the womb, and we start to develop there. That is all our thoughts, all our desires, everything that is happening to us, it all comes from Him. And we, each and every moment, are grateful to it, we're aware of it, and we want to be even more and more connected in heart and mind with Him. That's it. This is considered that we are developing the degree of faith above reason, above our desire. Our desire pushes us away from each other. Our desire is hiding from us the upper force in which we exist. And we try to constantly determine ourselves specifically that we are all together inside of Him.
Ashkelon free.
Connection of the faith between us is also the power that comes from the Creator. So from the volleyball example, it turns out the Creator is playing with Himself?
Yes. Yes.
Haifa 1. Haifa 1.
The advantage of the land is everywhere. We don't know what is the feeling of the hatred of separation. They say that it's a degree you have to be rewarded with. Maybe we can read this article.
Sure, go ahead. Find this article. We can read it, but it would be even better if you do it in the group. In the tent, throughout the day, I'm sure you have a meeting of the tent, so read it. If everybody agrees to it,
Nikolaev, Sochi.
The advantage of the land. Nikolaev, Sochi.
Вот так получается, что к Творцу легче всего обращаться всегда.
It turns out that it's easiest to turn to the Creator from the extremely polarized states. On the other hand, on the one hand, joy and gratitude, or conversely, problems and despair when we cry to Him. The rest of the time is spent on checking, testing. We have these interactions, feedback with the ten. I check myself there. How to shorten the testing time? We can't always connect physically.
Well, for this you don't have to be physically connected, but rather it's enough if you're constantly drawn to the connection between you. If you're drawn to the connection between you constantly, more and more, until each and everyone starts to feel that he is connected to the ten, that he's inside of the ten, and in such a way we truly establish ourselves there, until even the Creator is revealed there. The direction is the connection between us towards connection with the Creator. And for that, you don't need to talk so much, but rather, if you just know this thing, then you have to determine it from the morning throughout the entire day, that you are going to be thinking about it and a few times every hour, and you simply continuing it. All right, Moshe will move on to a song, and then the next lesson.
Let's go to the next part and the song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite.
Let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the